Everybody, welcome to How To Tuesday this week. This week, we're going to talk about how to get into fishing if you are moving to a different area, if you are new to it, if you don't have parent, uncle, a friend, you don't have any sort of mentor to get you into fishing, then how would you get started? What are the best ways for you to get started without a mentor if you're moving to a different area? Maybe you already know a lot about fishing, but you don't know anything about that particular area. Or maybe you're a saltwater fisherman and you move inland, or maybe you're an inland fisherman and you move to saltwater. How would you then get started if you find yourself in a place where you don't know anyone? All right. So what I'm going to say about this is, first of all, you want to not be afraid to explore. You want to be, you know, exploring is part of it. You don't want to be afraid to fail either. And you don't want to be afraid to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail, and you are going to need to explore. So all of those things you're going to need to do. But you can make mistakes that are very costly. And so that goes into the first point here, which is that you need to understand the laws. You need to understand what the laws and limits are for the certain fish that you want to catch. But you also want to understand what trespassing laws are. You want to understand where you can go and where you can't go. In Florida, there are canals and ponds and all kinds of stuff that have fish in them. Some of them are private. You don't want to be on private land. You want to go where you are allowed to go and not get in any trouble. You don't want any sort of trespassing. You don't want any sort of situation where you get in trouble with the law by just simply trying to go fishing. Out west, let's just take, for example, the three states, Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. Montana, there is such a thing as the high water law, which means that the stream bed is public, the water is public, and below the high water mark, you can walk anywhere in the state of Montana if you can access it from a public place. So you can walk right into somebody's private land as long as you never step foot over the high water mark. And if you do, it could be really bad for you. You might not like it, and the people might not like you being in there, but that's the law. And if you understand that law, then you can, you know, fish in a lot of places. And I think that you also need to respect that law, because it makes it so that other people can go in there as well. If you're not causing any problems, then that landowner is likely to not have any problems with people being on their land if everyone is in accordance with the law. Wyoming has a slightly different law where the landowner does not own the water that is flowing down the river, but they do own the stream bed, and there is no high water mark or anything like that. So it is illegal to walk up a creek in Wyoming, but not illegal to do it in Montana. So that is a big difference. You can float through someone's property in a boat, but you cannot stop in Wyoming. And so that's just an example of how, you know, two different states that are very close to one another can have different laws, and you need to be aware of those laws and what that means to your fishing and what that means to where you can go. And you certainly don't want to get in any trouble with landowners. And every state's going to have some different things. One thing that is for sure is if you see a posted sign, don't go beyond that point. That is not cool, and you are trespassing on somebody's property. All right, so if you kind of get acquainted with what the laws are in your new place, and you get some maps, and maybe there's some apps out there that can help you to determine what public land is and what accesses are available to you, that's a really good thing. The second thing is that the tackle shop in the West, it's the fly shop. In Florida, it's the bait shop. These people are your resource. Bass Pro Shops in places that have those type of stores or Cabela's are also incredibly good resources. You go back into the fishing department and you talk to the people that are working there. These retail outlets are really good sources of information for you. They will steer you in the right direction. And there is an unspoken kind of, you know, trade out there. You're going to buy something and they're going to give you some information. You're going to frequent their store and continue to buy stuff, and they're going to continue to give you a little bit of information. Now, they're not going to send you to the very, very best spot right away, but as you become a more and more valuable customer, they may start giving you more and more valuable information. Certainly, some of these places also have classes where you can go and learn about the type of fishing that's available in the area. Some of them will have pros, whether it's the local guides or maybe it's bass fishing professionals that will come through and host a seminar at the tackle shop. These things are amazingly valuable for somebody that's trying to learn a new area and learn how to fish. Another thing you can do is kind of just watch. Just watch people. You can kind of see, you know, if you're in a place where you can just watch someone fishing in a river, you can kind of get an idea of what they're doing, how they're fishing there. And you can be, you know, not kind of creepy about it, but you can just kind of watch and see what people are doing. And then maybe try to do that yourself. Another thing that's really, really good, and it happens all over the country, is to join a fishing club. There are fishing clubs, whether that's your at college or all through Florida, there are different fishing clubs. Out west, there are Trout Unlimited clubs. All through the country, there's Trout Unlimited. Those are also conservation organizations. Trout Unlimited is an excellent conservation organization. Through the coast, you have an organization like CCA. So these type of conservation organizations are full of fishermen. Fishermen are excellent conservationists. And if you join one of these clubs and kind of go, you're going to start to meet some people that can turn into fishing buddies and certainly turn into opportunities to learn. So joining one of those organizations is also really good. And then throughout all of this stuff, all of these different things that you're doing, you're going to run across some people, or at least one person, who would be a good mentor for you. Somebody that's at a place in his life that he knows a lot about fishing and has a lot of time and is maybe retired and could turn into a really good mentor for you. That mentor could turn into a great friend and a good fishing buddy. So be on the lookout for someone like that. And then last, I would also say that hiring a guide is a really, really good way to learn an area. But I say this with some caveats. You want to hire a guide to learn, and you want to be straight up and open and honest with that guide about your agenda. And your agenda is, hey man, I moved to the area. I've heard you're the best guide around here, and I'm really interested in learning how to fish this area for myself. I'd be very interested in going fishing with you, but I just want you to know that that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I want to learn how to fish. I'm not looking to take your spots. I want you to teach me how to fish and how to find my own spots and how to do my own exploring and how to have success on my own. And, you know, would you be open to something like that? Most guides, if you approach them in that way, are going to say, yeah, you know, I'm sure there's some areas where people don't want to do that. But for the most part, I think that if you're straight up open and honest with the professional guide, that you're going to get a fairly good response. And then if you don't get such a good response, man, try to get to know them. Try to get to know them so that they understand who you are and what you're doing and what your agenda really is. And maybe try again. And maybe it'll be more successful on the second time. So that's really How To Tuesday for this week. How to get started fishing in a new area. Different resources that are available to you. You can email me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com with questions or concerns. And if you like this, send it to somebody, text it to somebody, and go to iTunes and give me a 5-star review and rating over there. That would be awesome. And until next week, I hope I hope you're catching big ones, and we'll see you on the water.